Chapter 5, What a Response. Acts 2, verses 37 to 41. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, Be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them.
The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, now works deeply in Peter's hearers after his message. Cut to the heart, they wake up to their guilt before the all-seeing God who is holy and righteous and hates sin. Sensing his coming judgment on their sins and feeling their need of forgiveness, they plead with Peter and the apostles, What shall we do? Jesus had promised that the Holy Spirit would work in our lives in this way. God's remedy for conscience-stricken sinners is the same today as then. Peter pleads with every one of them so that they and their children can know forgiveness of their sins and so receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This good news includes all who are afar off. The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Christ died for all, and that God is rich to all who call upon him, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We too can know God's forgiveness and receive his gift of the Holy Spirit. Our sins separate us from God and make us far off from him, but God can bring us near by the blood of Christ, which he shed when dying for our sins. Now risen, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Peter insists God will call sinners to forgiveness because Christ died for our sins. Is he calling you now? Peter is very serious. He warns them with many other words to be saved. This hostile world hates Christ's righteous standards and tries to hinder anyone coming to Jesus or following him. So Peter's warning is, Be saved from this perverse generation. He tells them how. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit indwells anyone trusting Christ. Repentance means three things. First, I admit with shame my sin and guilt. I confess I have offended and disobeyed or neglected God, and often have also hurt others. Second, I deliberately turn from all my sins and ask God to forgive me. Turning from my sins will make me try to make good harm or loss I have inflicted on others when possible. Third, as forgiveness is only in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast myself on God's mercy by thanking Jesus for dying on the cross where he bore my sins. As I welcome Christ into my heart as my Lord, he enters my life by the Holy Spirit to take over. The US President is more than resident at the White House. He is also President. He is the Chief. Jesus enters my heart as resident and as President, or as my Chief. Christ, my Saviour, died and rose again to be my Lord. Repentance puts my life under his new management. Starting with my U-turn from my sins to Christ, repentance continues daily under his guidance and direction. As I read the Bible and pray to him, I keep in daily touch with my commander and friend. Baptism cannot save you. The repentant criminal dying on the cross next to Jesus was never baptized, yet Jesus assured him that he would be in paradise with him that same day. He simply had confessed his sins sincerely and prayed to Jesus personally. The Apostle Paul could not even remember whom or when he had baptized. He longed to see people saved by Christ. He would have baptized everyone possible if baptism was essential to their being saved. Yet baptism is commanded and important. Everyone in the Bible who trusted in Jesus after his death and resurrection is baptized. Baptism involves immersing a new Christian under water and then lifting that person out of it. It pictures outwardly what has already happened inwardly. Being immersed in water demonstrates the sinner's being engulfed by sin and death. Being raised indicates God's lifting that repentant sinner to new life in Christ. It also publicly declares to the world that the baptized person now intends to live openly for Christ. Soon in Jerusalem, these new Christians will be persecuted. Some will be imprisoned, others marginalized, and some killed. Their baptism announces their decision to live a new life which honors Christ, whatever the cost. Some Orthodox Jews even held funeral services for newly converted family members. They regarded them as dead already. So by demanding baptism, Peter tests how real his hearers' repentance and personal faith in Christ is. He poses certain questions. Will you turn from your sins and give Jesus first place? Will you live a new life for him with his help? Will you die for him if necessary? Will you be known as his disciple? Are you saved? Is Christ your Lord? You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, is God's promise made to all sinners who trust in Christ. Jesus enters our hearts through the Holy Spirit. We become born again children of God. The Bible says that if we have not received his Spirit, we are not his. If we have, we begin to change, feed spiritually and grow. As a newborn baby has a new appetite, so we now drink in the milk of God's word each day. The Holy Spirit desires to fill our lives continually with his presence and godly influence to produce holy and fruitful lives to glorify God. The Holy Spirit is a person, not an influence. He is also God, being one of the three persons in the Trinity. Because he is a person and God, we grieve him when we sin against him. We must avoid that. He is holy, the Holy Spirit. He seals us. In fact, he is the seal. This identifies us as Christ's and guarantees our salvation. Heaven awaits us. A seal authenticates and identifies a document. After our conversion, God puts his loving hand on us as our guide, leader and friend. We are far from perfect, but we are his. As born-again Christians, he has started to change us and will continue to do so until we reach eternity. Paul told the new Philippian Christians that he was confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Their faith in Christ was sealed by his obvious presence in their new lives. Jesus was their Lord and Saviour, and they had received God's life-changing Holy Spirit. Have you trusted Christ? Do you know the Holy Spirit in your life? If not, will you repent from sin and trust in Jesus? 3,000 of Peter's hearers do that now. They believe his message, yield to Christ, and are baptized. Next, we will see what they do together to help each other to go on with their newfound Saviour and to serve him in perilous times.